السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. We start off by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is worthy of all of our praise and our gratitude is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who watches over us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who tests us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gives us opportunities through struggles to get closer to him. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who listens to us, even though very rarely do we call on to him, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who watches over us, even though very rarely we are aware of him, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who grants us all of our needs, even those that we don't ask him for. We then send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that was sent not just to teach us how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also how to interact with one another, and he was sent as a perfect example and the complete example, because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ In the Messenger of God, you have a complete example that this is how you are to interact with one another, this is how you are to live, and this is how you are to worship. We then send peace and blessing upon the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family members, those who helped him and aided him, amma ba'd, thereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he brings a verse where he says, he asks a rhetorical question. And wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a rhetorical question, it's to tell you that this is, of course, extremely obvious. And he asks this question, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ, do you think, do people think? And يَقُولُ آمَنَّا, that you can just say, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I am a Muslim, I am a believer, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not test you. After that, difficulties will not come your way. That saying, I believe, taking the shahada, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا, after that will be all sunshine and rainbows. That everything will fall perfectly. Your children will automatically become the ideal children. Your wife will automatically fall deeply in love with you at work. You will get every raise that you think that you deserve. That everything will be perfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. That's not how it is. But it's quite the opposite, that when a person becomes a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests them over and over. A man comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Ya Rasulullah, I love you and I love Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him the question, are you sure? And he says, absolutely. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, then be ready, prepare yourself. Why? Because difficulties are on their way. Because everybody that has made this claim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has then responded, prove it. The way that you say to your spouse, I love you, and they say, prove it. You say to your child, I love you, and they say, prove it. You at work say, I'm dedicated to this job, and they say, prove it. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person says, I love Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, prove it. Why? Because now I will send hardships, and I will send tests, and I will send difficulties. And if you look at the lives of the prophets behind us, the people of the past, their lives were completely covered with hardships. The example of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, who his whole life he's separated from his family. And as a father, I can't imagine being separated from my child for even a small period of time. His father, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, misses him so much that he loses his eyesight. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam is tested time after time, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam's life was wasn't exempt. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam was tested over and over. He was born without a father. His mother passed away at a young age. And he buried 6 of his children at a very young age. His daughter Zainab radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was injured at the time of her hijrah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every time he visits her, she's ill. She's suffering from that injury, and then she passes away from there. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life was so tested that there was a particular year that we call Amul Huzn. That he loses a father figure, he loses the love of his life, Khatijat anha, and then the incident of Taif happens. And the Prophet ﷺ was asked a question, that Ya Rasulullah, what was the most difficult day in your life? And the Prophet ﷺ said, that day of Taif. And that one day would be enough to break any one of us, but then the Prophet ﷺ in that same year is tested with 2 major incidents as well. And this is where we see that once we say the words, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested us. And everybody is tested in their own way. For me, my test might be in my health, but for the person that I look at. And the ajib thing, the unique thing about tests, is that I only see my test and everybody else's life looks perfect. Like they say in English, the grass is always greener on the other side. Mashallah, because you're a doctor, I'm sure your life is perfect. Because you have wealth, I'm sure your life is good. Because you're young, I'm sure your life is good. Because you have health, your life must be amazing. And the unique thing about tests is that we only see our tests. But sometimes these tests get so strong, and these difficulties and these opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, they get so strong that they shake us to our core, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the question, Mata Nasrullah, when is the end of this? When will the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come? I have been struggling with my health for so long, or I have been struggling with my finances for so long. I don't see light at the end of the tunnel. And if each one of us looks into our lives, there is a test that we all face. It's different for each one of us. That maybe we've been struggling with it for years now. It may be with our parents. We have a difficult parent that we're struggling with, a difficult sibling that we're struggling with, whatever the test is. But it gets to a point that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mata Nasrullah, when is the end of this? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran tells us, Ala inna Nasrullah qareeb. Understand that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close. Allama Iqbal, he brings this very beautiful parable. And he says that difficulties in your life, adversities in your life, tests in your life, the example of it is a bird that's flying. And the winds gush at this bird. The bird now has two options. If it puts its beak down, the wind will force the bird to come down all the way to the ground. But in that moment, if that bird were to say, I won't let this push me down. And this difficulty I'm facing, the hard wind that I'm facing, and if it lifts its beak in that moment, it will then elevate this bird. And Allama Iqbal said, this is every single one of us. When you're tested, either you let that test break you. And this is where many of us, we fall into this self-pity. You know what? Everything is always just wrong with me. Nothing ever works in my life. No du'as of mine are ever accepted. I'm just made to face difficulties. But then he says that if you lift yourself and embrace yourself and understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not test you more than what you can bear. You don't understand, I do not understand the strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and I. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not test us more than what we can bear. But Allah Ta'ala says that in that moment, if you lift yourself, what you will see, this will be an opportunity for you to draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we shift this discussion. And the discussion now goes to the tests and the difficulties that other people face. Today's khutbah, we wanted to dedicate to a very unique part of our community that many times we overlook. Alhamdulillah, in the last maybe 5 or 6 years, attention has shifted. But a time came where this community, part of our community, our community, was completely overlooked, and to a certain degree, they were pushed out of the masjid. I remember one time, after Jummah Salah here, before COVID, there was a brother that I went to, and I said to him, brother, can you give me a moment? And before I even said anything, the first thing that he said, Sheikh, I'm sorry. And I said, why are you sorry? And he said, today my wife was at work and I had to bring my child with special needs to the masjid. I'm guessing that you're here to tell me that my child made noise. I'm guessing that you're here to tell me that my child disrupted people's salah, that in the second rakat my child screamed out loud, in the first rakat my child ran around. And I said to the brother, it's actually quite opposite. The masjid is hosting an iftar for families with special needs. The masjid is hosting a Eid Salah with families with special needs. And when we call people for this Eid Salah, parents came to us and said that ever since my child was born, I haven't prayed Eid. Because how can I bring my child to the masjid when everybody's looking to celebrate and I have no control over what my child will say or what my child will do? And we look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this unique community with people that have special needs, children that have special needs, how did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam interact with them? Abdullah ibn Umm Makhtum radiallahu ta'ala, a blind companion, a companion that had a disability in his vision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran advocates for this companion. That to the end of time that we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do not overlook this part of the community. Abasa wa tawalla anja'ahu al-a'ma. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking to somebody. And this blind companion who was a relative of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the cousin of Khatira Dhanha, he comes in and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's in discussion, and this meeting is important. And we understand this. Take this to your own life. Imagine being in a work meeting. You're on your Zoom call. You're on your Google Meet. It's an important meeting. You are working with a client, and if this client buys into what you're saying, there will be a lot of benefit. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in a meeting like that with the leaders of Quraysh. And if this client, the leaders of Quraysh, if they buy into what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to say right now, then this will benefit not the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the Muslim ummah. But in this situation, Abdullah ibn Maktum, a companion that comes in with a disability, with a special need, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues on his discussion, and he turns his face, and he frowns, and he's trying to focus, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, absolutely not. Abasa wa tawalla anja'ul a'ma. The Prophet ﷺ never made a mistake. But wherever the Prophet ﷺ chose, the less better of two good options. Giving dawah, great. But paying attention to a person that has special need, even better. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advocates for this community. And after this, the Prophet ﷺ always gave Abdullah ibn Maktum special attention. And he would say, this is the person because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrected me. What you and I would look down upon, because of you, I got corrected. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at this companion and said, this one here is special. And he made Abdullah ibn Maktum the flag bearer. And he made Abdullah ibn Maktum the muazzin. To the point that Abdullah ibn Maktum comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Ya Rasulullah, in Medina, I find it difficult to come to the masjid because I live so far away. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for you, we will have a special accommodation. He had a house built close to the masjid for Abdullah ibn Maktum radiallahu ta'ala. And there are other companions like this as well. Julaybib radiallahu ta'ala, who had disabilities. There was a companion of Abdullah ibn Jarmuh, who walked with a limp. He had disability and mobility, and he walked with a limp, and he comes to a battlefield, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abdullah, why are you here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made matters easy upon you. You don't need to be here. There are special accommodations with people that have special needs. You don't need to be here. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, are you going to stop me from getting my shahada, from becoming shaheed, from putting the struggle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I saw a dream where Abdullah ibn Jarmuh was walking in Jannah, but when he was walking in Jannah, he no longer had that limp. He was walking perfectly. So in today's khutbah, we want to focus on a very unique part of our community where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one hadith, he says, on the day of judgment, he will say to a person, that Ya Abdi, O my servant, I was sick and you didn't come to visit me. And the person will reply back, that, O Allah, how could I visit you and how could you be sick? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond back that so-and-so person in the community was ill, was facing a hardship, was facing a disability. If you went to go visit that person, you would have found me there. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you go, so in our community, not only Alhamdulillah, we've been trying to put our focus in welcome and be inclusive. But the important part is to understand and give attention. And if you're not going to give attention to this community, then understand that at least accept them. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a person goes to visit someone that's sick, a person goes to give attention to somebody that's struggling with a hardship, with a disability, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 70,000 angels to walk with you. And you can just imagine the parents of that child. Our parents, al-jannah tahta aqdam al-ummahat, paradise lies under the feet of our mothers, and ridha rabbi fi ridha walidi wa sakhat rabbi fi sakhat walidi, that the pleasure of Allah is in the pleasure of your father, and the displeasure of Allah is in the displeasure of your father. Why? Because of the difficulties that your parents put up because of you. Now, take that and imagine the difficulties that the parents of a child that has special needs go through. The hardships for years and years. And for some reason, they think to themselves that this is my, only I should struggle because of this. This is my child. And one of the reasons for that is the lack of support that we have. This person is not just a parent's responsibility, but our whole community's responsibility to give attention, to accept those that have special needs. The way that we face a small difficulty in our life and we can't wait till it's over, till we ask over and over, Mata Nasrullah, imagine that father who still has to help their grown child go to the restroom. Imagine that mother who can't leave their child away and even come to a Jummah Salah, or can't come to an Eid Salah. So today's khutbah, once again, we want to dedicate and share awareness and spread awareness of a unique part of our community. And if you look around there, mashallah, such beautiful faces all over, you know, in our congregation. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eases their pain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviates their struggles, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards them for their hardships. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه. Alhamdulillah, نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for infinite mercy. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for mercy upon our community. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for mercy upon Muslims wherever they may be. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever there is a Muslim struggling, O Allah, we ask for mercy upon them. O Allah, we ask for alleviate them from their struggles. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you give them ease. O Allah, we ask that you give ease to our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you give them shelter. O Allah, we ask that you protect them. O Allah, we ask that you put an end to their oppression. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you give them food. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until when will children keep dying? Until when will parents lose their loved ones? O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you put an end. O Allah, this month of Muharram is when you freed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from the oppression of Fir'aun. O Allah, we ask that in this month of Muharram, you free our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine from the oppression that they're struggling with. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all they need is one kun from you, fayakun, and it will be. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you say kun to our du'as. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our community, if there's anybody struggling with any type of hardship, financial, mental, with a disability, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you are the best of rewarders, and you are the one that appreciates the struggles that we go through. O Allah, we ask that you reward them. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you make matters easy upon us. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you not test us more than what we can bear. O Allah, we ask that you guide our youth. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you protect our community. O Allah, we ask that you do not test us the way that you have tested others. O Allah, we ask that you forgive our sins, that you overlook our shortcomings, that you pardon our mistakes. O Allah, we ask for a Jannah, an action that brings us close to Jannah. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you be pleased with every single one of us. O Allah, be pleased with every single one of us. O Allah, there is a dua request for Qamar Iqbal, Zahir Ahmed, Muhammad Sharif, Najam Khan, Muhammad Ali, and Rosh and Ara, that they're sick. We ask that Allah SWT gives them a quick, complete, everlasting shifa. There is a sister, Rafat Asfar, who has passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives her sins. Allah makes her grave from the garden of the paradise. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Aqim as-salah.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Assalamu alaikum. Few important announcements. Next Friday, July 26th, we will have a trivia night at the masjid focused on the events of the Muharram. Top three winners will get a prize. Next Friday, July 26th, trivia night. It is going to be at Maghrib, inshallah. Sunday school enrollments are now open. The enrollment registration link will go live on July 22nd at 7 p.m. So be on the lookout for that at the masjid website. We are going to offer a two-day Quran immersive workshop that will be held on August 10th and August 11th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Please register on our website. The link is there. For the new Muslims, we are offering a program called Dinner and Discussions. There will be a discussion, Q&A. Sheikh Ghayasi is going to be conducting that program. It's on Sunday, July 21st, inshallah. You will have to RSVP by going to the link go.frescomasjid.org, Dinner and Discussions. Also, the Uswa Seminary is now offering its next course. It's called the Maxims of Fiqh. This course, as you know, runs on Saturdays from 12 to 2 p.m. Inshallah, register, inshallah. These are great classes. This course, this time, is also going to be conducted by Dr. Asif Hirani along with Sheikh Salah. And as we have been reminding, save the date for the Seerah conference that will be held on September 20th and 21st. The lineup of scholars, alhamdulillah, is almost final, and we will be revealing them soon. So keep that on your calendars, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan. We have found a folding phone, black folding phone. Claim it at the reception.